We talk about it weekly. We'll talk about it right up to and maybe even a little beyond September 23. LZ, Michigan, a landing zone to remember, honor, and celebrate our community's veterans and their families. Putting the spotlight on this welcome home celebration. Remember, honor, celebrate. Big show we have for you today. Tim Ernesty, WGVU's Director of Marketing and Development. Take it away.
Thank you very much, Shelley. And we do have some, we are going to talk music, literature, and beer. I mean, those are three topics that you have to pay attention to that. Some highlights. First, we want to introduce our guest, and then we're going to highlight some of the things that have come in the last week that have happened. So joining us today is George Davis. George is with our WGVU Marketing Coordinator. Thanks for being here, George.
Good to be here. Thank you.
And we also have Lindsay Vandenboom, correct?
Yes.
And Lindsay is the one that everybody wants to know. And if you don't know why, you haven't been out to Perrin. So Lindsay is here with us. And then joining us from Wisconsin is Doug Bradley, the author of We Gotta Get Out of This Place, the 15 Rolling Stone Book of the Year. Thanks for joining us today, Doug.
Hey, it's a pleasure, but I thought I was the guy everybody wanted to know. I mean, what's Lindsay? Jeez, I tell you, she upstaged me.
Say that again for us.
I thought I was the guy that people wanted to know, and here we got Lindsay, you know, I mean, and Perrin just taking it to another level.
Exactly. So some of the highlights that have come up in the last week before we get into literature, beer, and music. We did share with you last week that Elmo has confirmed that he's going to be at the event, as well as Daniel Tiger from Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. All the bands are confirmed. One of the things that has happened, that launch will happen today on the LZ Michigan Facebook page, you will be able to see a link to be the first one to sign up for the Wall That Heals Escort Ride. So you got your motorcycle, your moped, whatever you'd like to be out there with. We will be doing the escort ride, leaving from Grand Valley State University, Lot H at 8:45 a.m. ride brief, 9 o'clock leaving from campus on September 20th. Don't get that confused with August 20th. September 20th, to escort the Wall That Heals to town, to Fifth Third Ballpark, and we want to break a record. The Wall That Heals folks, when they were in town, shared with us that the most bikes they've ever had is 350. We want 500. So with that, the first 500 people that sign up for that escort ride are going to get a commemorative, exclusive Vietnam War embroidered patch from Ken Burns and Lynn Novick as their way of supporting and showing you their appreciation for you being a part of that escort ride. So that is also happening. That's a big, huge thing that has happened. And we had the honor this last weekend at the Grand Haven Coast Guard Festival to bump into our good friend Jim McLuhan, who most recent Medal of Honor recipient, and Jim once again confirmed that he will be at LZ Michigan. So we have, and Jim received his Medal of Honor for his heroic actions during the Vietnam War, over 2 days, saving 10 of his fallen comrades off a hill in Vietnam. So Jim will be there, and he is the most down-to-earth guy you ever want to meet, and he still owes us all a joke. We had to get in the parade, so we were right in the middle of a good joke from him that we will hear again sometime. But all of that's happening in September. In August, to kick everything off, little tiny event at Perrin Brewing Company. George, what's this event that's going on the 20th?
Sure. So to kick off the LZ season, as I would like to say it, will be our partnership with Perrin Brewing Company to bring you all We Gotta Get Out of This Place, which features the soundtrack of the Vietnam War. We are bringing in authors Douglas Bradley and also Craig Werner, who are the authors of this book. This was the 2015 Rolling Stone Book of the Year, which very much chronicles life during the Vietnam era and the music that certainly influenced anti-war movement, that really speaks to the heart of the experiences that our country state and also veterans were in during that time, and the music that kind of birthed and came out of that experience. And we're partnering with Perrin to bring a really fun event that'll also include music by Stuart Frankie. And Stuart is a well-renowned musician that lives on the east side of the state. I mean, he's toured with Bruce Springsteen and the likes of great, great acts in our country. And partnering with them and Perrin to bring you this exciting event to have a little talk back and some excerpts from the book read by local veterans as well. It is sure to be a moving experience to really hear intimate stories of what was taking place in our country at that time through the eyes of our veterans and with music as a soundtrack. Yeah.
So a lot of things going on, but we keep talking about this book. We got to get out of this place. Great book, amazing book that you'll have an opportunity to purchase to support local veterans activities here at Perrin. But Doug, why don't you tell us a little bit about what the book is before we get into the beer?
We did a little of that too in Vietnam. Thank you. I can't say enough about public media like WGVU, who not only are engaged in and instrumental in their communities and sort of strengthen the community, but also for their support of veterans. And I think that's going to be really pronounced this fall as the PBS series, Ken Burns and Lynn Novick's 18 hours of documentary film about Vietnam. And central, and it's interesting because Lynn and Ken themselves were very in tune with what needed to happen sonically, because this was a war that, frankly, was all in many ways about the music ahead in your head, the music you heard on Armed Forces Radio, the music that your friends were listening to back home, that they sent you cassettes or tapes, or live bands if you were lucky enough to be in the rear like I was. That was at a time, Tim, when radio was our internet. We all listen to the same soundtrack. So whether you stayed or you served, whether you participated or you protested, you heard the same songs. Now realize those songs, Purple Haze, Chain of Fools, Dock of the Bay, the list goes on, absolutely fantastic music, could have a different meaning if you're a soldier in Vietnam or you're a veteran coming back to, frankly, what was a divided America.
And that is what we're going to get into at the event, is talking about the music, enjoying a little bit of the music, and have local veterans. I think we have, if I remember correctly, 6 or 8 veterans that will share some excerpts from this, Vietnam vets, as well as some Iraq, Afghanistan veterans. And then at the same time, we have some beer that's going to be flowing, that the proceeds go to support local veterans activities, specifically Finish the Mission, which has done a lot of great work at the Grand Rapids Home for Veterans. But let's talk to the expert. So, Lindsay, what's going on with the beer?
I mean, exactly. It's not a party unless the beer is flowing. So we got that part taken care of. No Parent Brewing has been a proud sponsor of Finish the Mission, the Grand Rapids Veterans Home, for quite some time now. First year we did a pale ale. Last year we did a lager. And this year we're going to do a strong pale ale. So this is an all-American hop, all-Michigan hop beer. It's a New England style brew. So it's kind of have some nice juicy floral characteristics to it, and $1 for each pint sold. We'll be going right back to the Finish the Mission Grand Rapids Home for the Veterans.
And that is a great thing. And this, if I remember correctly, isn't this the first year that they can purchase a 6-pack up at Perrin too?
Correct. We have done a 6-pack available from the pub only, but stop on by. They'll be available throughout the event to purchase, take home, enjoy it, share with friends, and of course, crawlers as well to go.
Hey, where's your location?
We are in Comstock Park, right off of 7 Mile and Alpine. Beautiful pub if you guys haven't been to it, and the party will be right in the backyard.
Exactly. And so it will be in the backyard. We will be out there with Doug and Craig and Stuart Franke doing the music, having some beer flowing. But, you know, I think about Doug, we know, has written a book, so he has a big connection to this event. And WGVU has been supporting veterans for a long time and the work that we're doing. Why is it so important to Perrin Brewing Company to be a part of what's happening?
We have several vets right on our staff that have served and then kind of got into the brewing industry. So the people that have just crafted this beer have so many stories that I've got to hear throughout the whole brewing process. And it's really cool to see actually this beer being handcrafted and all of the sweat and energy they put into making this beer, they've also put into serving. And it's really just beautiful to not only remember, honor, but really celebrate with these individuals at the party.
And it will be, we do have to call out one of the veterans out there that I know. And Jared, if you're listening, hopefully you are. Thank you for connecting us and making this happen and for all your work for veterans. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be fun. But the piece to this is really when we talk about the Vietnam War, there's so many elements and music underlies that. Music really makes an impact. And we've got a lot of great music coming later. But this book really highlights and talks about those pieces. You know, Doug, what did it mean to you to write this book, and what does it mean to you to share out in a community about the book and the music?
Well, it's really been an honor and a privilege, Tim. Craig and I decided on this notion. We were at a veterans holiday party at a vet center in Madison, And we started talking about Music of the War. He teaches a class at the university. I'm a Vietnam vet. I do some work with vets advocacy in town. And one thing led to another, and he asked me what my soundtrack was in Vietnam, because it's unique to when you were there, where you were, and what you did in Vietnam. So I started to tell him, and next thing we knew, there were five or six other veterans standing around and saying, what about this song? What about that? And he and I exchanged this look, even though we just met, that something was going on. So 12 years later, after hundreds of interviews with veterans across the country, some around the world, men, women, grunts, officers, and everything in between, we realized that music was really a part of the story of the Vietnam War that people hadn't talked about, that frankly the public didn't know, even though they knew the music. And what we found was that music was a way to connect these vets to one another or their communities back home. It was a way for them to survive probably the most difficult time of their life. And in many cases, and that's what our book was really about, it's a way to heal. That music for these men and women, if it was What's Going On by Marvin Gaye, Brothers Under the Bridge by Bruce Springsteen, any of the other songs that we had mentioned, that helped in some ways, and our conversations with them to bring them home. They haven't been able to talk about this war, many of them. They haven't talked about their experience for 45 or 50 years. But they could talk about a song, and in talking about a song, it got to a bit of their experience, and I think in many ways they were able to get back home.
Completely agree with you. Being an Air Force veteran myself, I was in from 90 to 98 during Desert Shield, Storm, and in that era, and I can tell you the soundtrack that we were playing both in tech school but also out in the field, and it's an emotional one. A friend of mine once said that, you know, art creates emotion and emotion creates action, and music really does that. It can really bring you in. And so thank you for doing this book. And if I remember correctly from talking to you before, Doug, you got a strange phone call one time letting you know that this book had been celebrated by a magazine that we all know and love.
It was really kind of amazing because, Craig has written a number of music books. So I think he's more on Rolling Stone magazine's radar than I am. Plus, he was on the nominating committee of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Jan Werner. So I think he's a known entity. But we didn't know that they had gotten a copy of the book. We had told our publisher, UMass Press, wonderful people, but they don't send a lot of their titles to Rolling Stone to share it with them. And I get an email from a friend right before Christmas of 2015. The book had come out on Veterans Day. And he said, take a look at Rolling Stone's top 10 books of the year. And so the link he sent me went in reverse order. So it went from 10 to 1. And by the time I got down to, I said, this could be happening. My heart's beating. By the time I got down to 3 or 2, I thought, geez, I'd missed it. So I went back to 10 to go down the list again, never thinking, with, you know, books out that you're like Patti Smith's autobiography. I think David Bowie had a book out before he died, The Talking Heads, that our book would be the best music book of 2015. But lo and behold, there it was, number one. And needless to say, honored, proud, humbled, but absolutely thrilled, because this is another way to connect with vets and families and folks that we want to know about the message of this book.
Details from you, Lindsay, for Perrin Brewing Company on the 20th. Where, what time, where do they need to go, what's happening?
Yeah, we're kicking off from 2 to 5 p.m. Like we said, it'll be kind of a nice call and response with the authors and the music. Beer will be flowing, and see you guys out there. We're going to raise a toast to these vets.
George, where can they go for details?
Yes, you can go to lzmichigan.org to find out more details regarding the event. Certainly pay attention or listen to your radio station, and certainly to WGVU HD if you're watching television to see promos about it. We're excited, as Lindsay said, from 2 to 5. Certainly a great call and response between the authors, certainly the band that'll be there, and really engaging and interacting with the vets and hearing the stories of that era.
It'll be a great time, but remember, there's all kinds of activities going on. This kicks off all the activities. You can sign up for the escort ride later this afternoon. Check out LZ Michigan on our Facebook page. You can sign up for that escort ride. Tickets are now available for the LZ Michigan event in September. You do need a ticket. They are free. Stop by your local Spartan Nash location. And the other piece that we want to make one last call out is we are looking for families that have lost someone in combat. If you've lost a father, a grandfather, a cousin, a brother, a sister, whether it be Vietnam, the Iraq-Afghanistan conflicts, wars, as well as Desert Storm, Korea, World War II, we want to hear from you. We want your story because we want to share that story and we want to honor you very specifically at LZ Michigan on September 23rd. So email lz_michigan@gvsu.edu or you can go to our website, lzmichigan.org, and find contact. Doug, thank you for joining us. We look forward to seeing you in just a few weeks.
Same here. Thanks again for all the good work you're doing, Perrin, the station. We really look forward to this. And vets, we hope you join us.
Thank you very much. And thank you for being here, Lindsay. We look forward to having a Veteran Strong Pale Ale real soon.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Shelley.
You're welcome. Spotlight on LZ Michigan. Do this every week right up until the September 23 highlight event. Each day has a time. Take each day at a time. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.